your CPA mobile.
02.
Well, what are you up to this morning, Tom? You up to no good?
I'm sitting here looking at the computer and eating some grapefruit. Stand by just 1 second, Dave. I gotta go stick this over in this thing.
Ending by.
Now I'm back. I went to look for my cantaloupe. Bernice's already ate it. Boy, that's bad.
Poor CPA. Well, I've done that. I've looked down at my plate and I say, wherever I'm eating, I'll say, who ate my so-and-so, you know? I had another piece left. At least I thought I did. But anyway, that's the way it goes sometimes.
Are you heading down to play tennis? I haven't done anything yet. I'm just going to eat some cereal for breakfast. We just been sitting here watching a few episodes of Cop TV or whatever they call it.
Did you say cops?
I just bounce back and forth. It's a Samsung TV. One of them's 1845, the channel, and it's Reels, Famous and Infamous. It's basically just cops. And then the other one is 1890, and that's called Law and Crime. And they go through scenarios of practicing, you know, picking up felons and all of that. And then they also show real-time stuff. It's just amazing how many drug stops they get anymore. It just seems like all of them have got something in the car besides guns.
They usually have drugs. They've got guns. And the police are all too aware of all that. So, they know what to expect. I wouldn't say they know what to expect, but they kind of know what the standard is. So, I'm sure nothing ever surprises them. They've probably seen it all. Well, Duke Power's finally putting up the final power line here on Edwards Road. I don't know if it's working or not. It must be working. I don't know. Yeah, they had a bunch of orange tags on it because it hung down so low that, you know, a car could hit it. So you had to drive on the road a certain place to miss it. And
they had quite a few here up on what is that, old Rutherford Road where we turn off on? Yeah, old Rutherford Road where you take the shortcut down to from 101 down to Wade Hampton. And it was a mess over there. I don't even see how they work on something as narrow as Edwards Road without just stopping everybody. That goes through a residential neighborhood, and it's highly used anymore. We got to go down there to go to Clem's and I and a few other places. But pretty sad, the events that have happened. If you see them working up high, Dave, and they have orange things all around the telephone poles, what I call them, it's electric pole. Those are called guts, GUTS, and they're working it live, so they've got high voltage and it'll jump out and get you within about 4 feet on a lot of it. And so they put those guts on there to protect the linemen while they're working stuff hot.
I have a friend of mine. I haven't seen him in years, but he was at the church that I was at for 13 and a half years, directing music, and he sang in the choir. In fact, I think his brother was the music director there before I was. And but anyway, and he said, I asked him about that. He said that they work on, most of the time when they're working on the lines, they're alive, and I just couldn't believe that. He said, yeah, they wear special gloves, and he said you can still feel the electricity, but, you know, it's not like biting you. It's just, you can just feel it.
Hot gloves, but they were so bulky, I rarely ever used them, but when you're working that high of voltage, you gotta wear them. And they, what they are is there's a rubber glove you put on first, and then it goes inside of a leather glove. And the way they check those is you pull the, you take the rubber glove and you roll up the top of it where your hand first goes in and seal it, and then you squeeze it and it blows air up into it when you squeeze it. And there went the Generac on its testing outside there, which it does every Wednesday. But what it does is it blows that glove up, and the glove, the rubber glove is black. But if you see any sign of orange on that glove, that means that you switch those gloves to something else because it's got a leak in it. And that's the way they check the hot gloves. And used to be they were rated 10,000, but a lot of these residential lines now, at least wise back when I was around it, were 13,800. So I don't know what the rating on them would be now, but it'd be high.
Sorry about that. I had to put the coffee down and to pick up the microphone. I got to drive with one hand. Oh, man. If I hadn't had to turn, I could have driven with my knee. But, you know, since I was making a 90-degree turn, that's kind of hard to do with your knee. But anyway, that's definitely a job I would not want to have, and it does pay well. Of course, they got to work in any kind of weather, cold, raining, blazing hot. I mean, you know, power lines don't go out, you know, on a nice spring morning or something. It's usually during a storm or something like that, or car took out a telephone pole and that kind of thing. And so it's a tough job. I definitely, hats off to the guys that do it and girls, whatever. Because I definitely wouldn't want to do it.
I was in my 40s, I don't remember, and I knew one of the administrative people out at the Kansas Gas and Electric, and I went out there, and he had 7 children, I'll never forget, and he said, Tom, he said, unofficially, he said, I'll tell you this, and I can't remember all the parameters, but he says, they'll just take your application at your age and stick it in the file and probably won't call you. He says, you have all the qualifications. He says, that's not a problem. And he'd been to our shop, and I'd worked with him before on service entrances and stuff for the big plant. But basically, he said no. And I think it was mainly, as he explained it, because of, you know, your age and physical ability at that time, that you just wouldn't be considered, that's all. It didn't offend me. But, I thought there might be a place for him, but there wasn't.
AB4CPA. Well, I remember I put in an application for roadway trucking, and one of the things you had to do right there in the office in the interview, you had a bucket of, I don't know what it's filled with, but it was one of those 5-gallon buckets, and it weighed 50 pounds, and you had to be able to pick it up, I can't remember, over your shoulder, I think. And I believe you had to do it with one hand. And, of course, back then I could do it, but I still didn't get the job, so. Oh, me. That was probably a blessing in disguise.
Company, they had a museum up there on Grand Lake of the Cherokees, and I think it would be Arkansas we went to, and the family had funded this museum. It was right along the lake, and it was really, really something else. And I think it was the woman that owned it at the time, but I still have my CDL license that I got back in the 80s. I had to go up to about 60 miles away from where I lived and take the test. And during that test, when I took the second or third set of tests, they misplaced the CDL license that they had made for me. So they made me another one and give it to me. And So I thought it was all their fault. And later on, a few days later, when I was at home, I found the other license in my pocket. Because they're not supposed to give you two of them. And I still got that in the safe. And most generally, when you surrender it, you give it to them and you don't get it back. But I still have proof that I held a CDL license.
And that was something I studied for, but I never took the test, and I never really got to the place where I could have passed it. Didn't seem that difficult, but I had a church that one of the members owns a motor coach business, and he wanted me, like, if we had a big enough group, he wanted me to drive one of his buses, and take the church members, in one of his buses, and he wanted me to get my CDL. I think he wanted me to drive for him too on my days off, but anyway, that never happened. So, well, I gotta go. I'm sitting in the parking space here, and I gotta get in there and get down to the court. I got a few things I have to do before I get that far. So, but anyway, you have a good day. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, and it's good to talk to you, and I hope to talk to you soon. 73s, and Bernice, if you're listening, make him behave. And 0TRK B4CBA, clear after yours.
Be out of character if I was to behave. Have a wonderful day, Dave. It's supposed to be a good one and then get colder this weekend, I guess. 73s, Dave. KB4CBA and 0TR clear.